What's gang rape?
Gang rape is when there's multiple partners involved without someone's choice.
I thought you were calling it gang grape. I thought it was like a new drink or something, a new fruit that you just invented there. Gang grape.
No. That's for another night. That's
why are you using deep, sultry voice? Why don't you just use normal voice?
Because it's Sex Hour with Tiffany and Greg on 101.3.
No. What are our call letters?
We will now go to our providers for a entertainment break. Hit me, baby, one more time.
It's funny because when I have this set up at home, I have music going into the mixer, so I can actually pop music up and down and have music background and stuff like that. Yeah, that plays through the computer. It's pretty cool. I'm going to have a whole setup. It's going
to
be great.
For some reason, I like to have a different sexy voice.
Why do you look right at me when you're talking at me the whole time? It's very uncomfortable. I feel weird.
But we look at each other usually when we talk.
No, I don't look at you.
Never.
No, I look away.
Maybe you should.
I get embarrassed.
Maybe you should look at me.
For why? What will I glean from you by looking at you as you're speaking to me?
Because I have a lot of emotion in my eyes.
I have a lot of helicopters in my head.
It's because the popo is out.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is Saturday night in L.A., so I mean that's... I suppose we should tell everybody that we're sitting in L.A.
Are we recording?
Yes. We're not in we're not in South Central L.A., are we? We're in West or L.A.? Where do we live? Where are we broadcasting from at the moment?
Well, one, I didn't know we were recording.
Orange County Street. No, what is it called? No. Orange Blossom Street?
No, it's actually considered Mid-City West.
Mid-City West?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of in between West Hollywood, a little south of West Hollywood, but before the 10.
Mm.
North of the 10.
And everybody's going to know what that is.
Uh-huh.
You can look it up on Google.
If
Google
you're
map.
From, if you're from LA, then yes, you would know Mid-City West.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'm going to have too many people that are listening to this
between
from LA.
Melrose and Beverly off of Fairfax.
I see. I guess if you spread it around your group, you know, there'll be six people from LA who will listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. That'll be great. All right. Well, I mean, so we need to now talk about something. We can't just banter back and forth haphazardly. We have to actually consider some topic of conversation. So
topics of conversation.
You're very good at this, by the way. You're very good at just not talking when you're supposed to be talking. You talk nonstop for 45 hours.
Usually the questions are given to me on radio shows. I don't have to make them up. That's usually the interviewer's job.
But this isn't an interview job. This is just people talking. This is a...
Well, then fuck
name,
this. And so,
fuck this. I know, fuck this. The name of it is Random Stream of Consciousness. That's what it's supposed to be. We're not actually supposed to have a list of questions or anything I'm supposed to ask you. And we're just supposed to talk about things.
So I have to be real.
Of course you're supposed to be real.
Well, then my voice isn't working because this is my radio voice.
Well, take your radio voice off and put your Tiffany voice on.
That's too personal.
All right. Anyway, I'm talking to Tiffany Crystal, and she is a model, a real-time model out in the Los Angeles, California. And that's where Bugs Bunny went when he was in the cartoons. He was out on his way to California.
As a disclaimer, I'm actually not a real person.
She's not a rabbit either.
No, I'm not a rabbit. I'm a cartoon, but not a rabbit.
You're a real person. Good laugh, too. That's the best, yeah.
Yes, what you said was correct. I live in Los Angeles. I do some modeling here and there.
Some.
Pay some bills.
That's what you do for a living, correct?
That is correct.
So all of you girls who think that you're pretty and maybe you have that serving job at Hooters or whatever, let's talk about being a model. How difficult would you say, on a scale of 1 to 10 of jobs, and I'm sure you've had a couple of jobs, how difficult is being a model?
It's probably harder than when I worked at a rehab center as a counselor. I mean, in a different way, but I would say it's one of the hardest jobs I've had.
And what makes it hard? Is it not just people just calling you up saying, I want to pay you $15,000 to put this Gucci jacket on and walk down this road and I'm going to take pictures of you? That's basically how it works, right?
Pretty much.
Don't lie. Just this is no, we're not doing this. We're doing this to be real. We're not. I'm making a joke. No. And you're not supposed to continue the joke. You're supposed to tell it the truth.
Oh, it's difficult. No, it's not anything like that.
Okay.
The hardest part is the complete uncertainty and the absolute no guarantees with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't have a budget, you don't have income that's steady, you have no idea when your next job's going to come. So I would say that would be the hardest part.
Okay, so that's interesting. Let's say you wanted to, I don't know, maybe you wanted to lease a new car.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, a lot of times people have a job and they have a paycheck and they're able to show that person that, you know, you have this paycheck coming in and this is what you make. I'm assuming that that's not how it went today.
No, that's absolutely not how. Well, I couldn't get an apartment without having a cosigner because I have no technical proof of income.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times I'm not getting paid with a regular pay stub. So there's a lot of things like that you run into that...
Thank you for turning off your phone. That was nice.
It's not my phone.
Oh, then it's my phone. Wow, I fail. That's a big old fucking fail, Greg. Good
job.
You're a good radio host. That worked.
Yeah. So it's not...
I want to let everybody know that Tiffany has the good microphone at the moment. I have the bassy, shitty microphone. So
why my voice sounds so sexy.
That's right. The fact that you can't hear her very well is that she just doesn't understand that she has to hold that microphone closer to her mouth. There you go. See, that's going to be so much better.
My headphones are falling off my ears.
Oh, my God. It's a mess in here, you know.
Hang on.
Yeah, here we go. Here, I'll hold it. Okay. Maybe you should have put earbuds in or something.
Anyway, back to your question. So, no,
it wasn't a question. We're just talking.
Right, but I was trying to think. Where am I trying
to
think?
Get out of my right ear and talk in the middle there. There you go. That's there. Thank you.
Very bossy.
I just want the sound quality to be good because for everything that I've heard, a good podcast, you have to have good sound quality because if it
sounds a lot like this, and if
people are going to listen for exactly 8 seconds to that and they're just going to be like, this sucks. I'm going to somewhere else. So, that's what I learned. You have to have some decent sound quality. And that's why the important person in this little talk is you. And that's why you have the good microphone.
Now I forget my question.
Oh, we have an assist by the people outside. See, this is an interesting town. We're in an apartment on a street, but the windows are open. And so anybody who walks by or has their windows open, we get to hear their conversations too.
I like to spy on the people. A lot of times I hear domestic arguments and I secretly listen in.
Mm. Is there any gunshots or do people die or stabbings?
No, there's none
of
that.
Do you hear squishiness?
No. But one day I heard a female being very upset with her boyfriend and he was, okay, babe, calm down. So it was interesting.
That sounds like a song. I think that's a Fresh Prince, right? That's Will Smith?
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned today that Steven Jobs had four kids.
Oh, you were asking
kids.
About my car. That's what you were talking about.
Oh,
we're
going back to the car? Okay.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Go back to the car. That's good. That's all right.
I lost my train of thought, and that's what it was about.
See, this is interesting. This is my first time talking to somebody. So when I have my random stream of consciousness, sometimes it's 12, 13, 18 minutes before I get back to my point because I go off on a tangent. And that's just how this is going to work. But if you keep wanting, if you bring me back, that's cool too, because that's how this works. We'll just keep on going.
In my head.
Yeah, that's good. That's right. We'll just go. So back to your car.
Oh, so yes.
What kind of car?
We were looking at Fiats.
Yeah.
Little Fiat.
Yeah.
But I can't buy it because I don't have a proof of income.
But one day you'll have enough money just to go there and say, here's $18,000. I want that red one, please.
Yes, please.
That would be good. That would be, there's a certain amount of power when you have that kind of money and you just walk in and that's what I'm going to do when I buy the car. I'm just going to have cash and I'm just going to be like, this one.
I'm going to walk in with a gold chain and get
a grill and
then a leopard print coat and with a little swag and walk in and be like, give me that Fiat, bitch.
Are you going to wear your, yeah, bitch? Is it going to be a girl or a man salesperson?
It's a man salesperson.
Oh, that's not going to go well. Are you going to wear your neon?
My neon kicks. I started following a girl on Instagram today because she had the same neon kicks and she commented.
Is it a club? Are you going to have like a message board? And
she commented
meetings?
On one of my pictures and I said, well, I had to start following you because we have the same awesome shoes.
Awesome shoes. Now, let me just explain. Sometimes people use words that don't mean what they think that they mean. And I think you're doing that with the word awesome.
No, awesome means incredible, fantastic, wonderful, spectacular,
unbelievable,
amazing.
Unbelievable?
Unbelievable that they actually exist and are that
like,
cool.
You would not believe that anybody would wear these shoes.
No, like, holy cow, why hasn't someone made these sooner?
I am in awe that somebody would not only buy them, but wear them in public.
Well, I guess we'll beg to differ on that topic.
We will agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
By the way, my shoes are completely neon rainbows, including the laces, and they actually glow up in the dark. It's like an explosion of Lisa Frank all over my shoes.
It's like a five-year-old with a bunch of crayons decided to make shoes.
And they glow in the dark.
If there was a glow-in-the-dark crayon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a five-year-old designed your shoes, the ones that you like to wear.
I said that my goal was to run so fast on the treadmill that I look like a rainbow.
How's that working out for you?
It's going well.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've gotten the name Neon Girl, so obviously I'm doing something right.
Well, I've got the name Neon Girl in the Orlando market, so
then we're not rivals.
We can't be. You can't come to Orlando anymore because I'm Neon Girl. You can't be Neon Girl there.
It's okay. Really, what I want is Rainbow Bird.
You can have. I'll tell you what. You can be Neon Girl West. I will be Neon Girl East.
It's okay. I'm working up to Rainbow
East Side.
Bright. I want Rainbow Bright.
This works for radio because
he's throwing gang signals.
That's
I'm
what
not,
it is.
I'm gang not signal. Feeling comfortable any longer.
No, it's a black thing. You wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this just turned racist.
This is the number one racist podcast.
Perfect.
Yep.
Really glad that I got booked on this one.
Yeah, well, you're not being paid, so you can just deny. You can have plausible deniability.
Can I say I was drugged?
Sure.
Good.
Which drug, though? Anti-diarrheal? So a very funny thing happened today.
This isn't really that funny.
It is funny. You thought I was somebody else.
Oh.
We had to walk into CVS because she had a little tummy problem, a little burble. No, it was like air was trapped inside of you from dinner.
I just ate too much food. I got a little picky and I ate a little bit too much food.
There got to be some stuff. Anyway, so we went into CVS. I took a left and she took a right and she, I guess, thought that I was still with her. And you turned to some strange man and said...
There was a man right behind me and I thought it was you. And so I saw the aisle that said anti-diarrhea and gas. Mm-hmm. And so I turned to you to say, oh, there's the aisle. And it wasn't you. It was a different man that I
just
said.
But you didn't say, oh, there's the aisle.
Well, I did, but I didn't say it before I turned all the way around. So, like, you know how when you're saying something, you say it as you're turning?
Mm.
So I think he just got anti-diarrhea and gas. Well, and then I looked at him and turned very red and covered my mouth with my hands.
I'm glad you made that clear.
I just wanted people to have a visual.
Okay. So you didn't, like, pick your foot up. I guess you couldn't at the time because you were really gassy. I know. We said we weren't going to talk about this.
That's cool. You said you were gassy last night. So
I
this
was
is
gassy
how you
last
want to take
night.
The conversation.
Look, hey, all I'm saying is...
you're really going to get a lot of listeners, and I'm going to want to share this conversation with all my viewers, too, you know, because...
You have viewers?
Well, my Twitter people, because I'm going to want them to know about this.
Yeah, but you're on a downslope of the Twitter, right? I mean, you've been losing...
No, I just gained.
Thousands of... Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't ever tell me of your good stuff. You always just say all the bad things that are
That's
happening.
That's because I'm a complainer.
First world problems and hot girl problems and model problems.
Well,
and
I just complain.
White girl problems.
I got lots of problems.
You do have a lot.
One.
You have a lot of problems. All right, so let's talk
99
about...
99 to be exact.
Let's talk about cartoons. When you were growing up, you didn't actually watch cartoons, did you?
Of course I did. I watched Captain Planet. Earth. Wind. Fire.
Who was the most
water.
Faggoty one? Sunshine? Captain Sunshine?
No, I just named him for you. There
no,
was
there was a fifth one. There was a fifth one that was totally gay, right? Like Heart?
Oh, well, they all joined and they became Heart, yeah.
No, I thought one of them was Heart. There were five of them.
Maybe. I don't remember that one then. I just remember the Elements of the Earth.
I like talking about stuff that you supposedly know about and I know more about it than you do.
It's okay. I was a science geek, so I just wanted to know science stuff. I loved science as a kid.
What do you know about science?
I said I was a
good
science
talk. Okay, very good.
When I was a kid, I liked pretending to do chemistry with my test tubes. and my microscope.
You had a test tube and microscopes?
Yeah.
See, if I had a test tube and microscopes, I would probably just jizz on a slide and see if I could see my own sperm.
No, I think just, that would be cool. I would pick scabs and things.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting turned on. Woof.
I put food coloring in my test tubes to make different colors in different test tubes and put pieces of bread in it and stuff. I don't know. I caught bugs.
Hmm. What do bugs look like under a microscope? Are they awesome?
No, I just caught them to torture them.
Oh, good. So you're now a serial killer at the age of 20-something, and now you're, yeah. So.
I tied string around a grasshopper's leg once.
And then what happened? He jumped right out of his leg?
I wanted a pet.
Oh, my God. That's excellent. Why around his leg? Why not around his thorax or his head?
He wouldn't hold still. I had to take what I could get.
Hmm.
Squeeze it too tight and the thing dies. So
let me understand this correctly, and mm-hmm. I know this only because I know you well. You have a morbid fear of frogs, yet a grasshopper, which is generally the same size as a frog, you're fine with. They do the same jumping motion. They're generally the same color. They are actually a lot faster than a frog,
mm-hmm.
yet not afraid of grasshoppers.
No.
Deathly afraid of frogs.
Correct. It was a conditioned thing. My mom's terrified of them, and so she
I understand.
Made me...
Well, I mean, I can understand, you know, you being brainwashed into believing something or being afraid of something, but let's say I'm afraid of...
But, you know, frogs can stick to you, and they're creepy, and they're a whole different breed. Like, they're reptiles versus insects.
They're not reptiles or amphibians.
Well, they're amphibians. I thought about that after I said it, but I just went with it. They're amphibians versus...
Science.
They're reptile. Ugh, they're...
I'm going to call your science teacher from third grade and scold her and say, you have failed.
Just that everyone knows it's late here. So.
What are you doing? Yawning?
Yeah.
It's late here. Let's find out how late it is. Oh my it's God. 12:30. It's 12. Actually, that is late.
Yeah. So that's why maybe I'm sounding a little tired and confused reptiles with amphibians.
This isn't the real show anyway. We're just doing a,
good,
a
I hope
fake
not.
A fake-o show.
Because I would be sharing this with anyone.
Oh, really?
No, I don't really share my experiences on it about gas and diarrhea with people.
That's no, this is real stuff. We're not just goofing around here. I mean, certainly there's topics that you can say I don't really want to talk about, which is fine. I don't really care, but
like anal sex.
Like anal sex.
I'm cool with that. We can talk about that.
Okay. So let's talk about anal sex. I don't really like being, you know, done in the butt. I'm not a big fan of it.
That's not what your ex told me.
Well.
He said you liked it.
Well, he's a liar.
Mm.
He is a lying jerk. Mm. Fag. No. Wait, why were you talking to Bruce?
Me and Bruce go way back.
No, you don't go way back.
Mm-hmm.
No, for everybody... I'm not gay. I don't have a Bruce ex lover. There's no such thing. Yeah, because I had to explain that to you, right? Okay.
That's up for debate.
Up for debate. Okay. All of your hot model friends, they all like anal sex, right? Like that's a hot girl thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're all like totally into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't necessarily say that to everybody. It's just like one of those surprise things where you're just like, oh
no. It's like you're out in the club and you're like booty shaking it and you're like grinding up on some dude and you're just like, yeah, put in my ass
right there on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
what
much.
Clubs do you go to, because I might go.
All the hot ones in
all
LA.
The hot ones. Yeah. In LA. Okay.
Just Google them.
Google hot clubs in LA where anal sex happens on the dance floor.
I'm sure I'll be there.
Oh, okay. And any night?
Any night.
Any night.
Any
okay.
night. And it's quite the party animal.
And do you party more with, would you say...
hot girls only. Really hot. Like, super hot.
Amanda, what's her name? Or Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, Amanda
who
Bynes.
Who parties harder? Amanda Bynes or Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, Amanda. Amanda's hot right now.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Oh, so that's the one to get caught with coke in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're doing that with Lindsay, it's more just like a...
It's
just like, oh, God,
last
again.
Last decade. Yeah.
Yeah. Who hasn't gotten caught with...
Seriously.
Lindsay Lohan and
seriously.
Coke in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I understand that. Okay. So...
gotta be relevant.
What are the... What's the next up-and-comer child star going crazy for LA? I mean, what do you see in the future here? What's... She's so raven?
No, she's actually old.
Oh, over the hill.
Yeah, I would say... I'm trying to think.
Zach and Cody?
Probably the little kids that are in Dexter.
You know, you always want to just bring that up, don't you? Mm-hmm. Always want to bring it back around to Dexter. Well, look, Harrison, oh, maybe the other girl. Maybe the daughter. Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, actually, no, I'm going to go with the girl from Mad Men, Sally.
Oh, Sally from Mad Men. Yeah, maybe. But you know
she's
what?
She's preteen. She's working the red carpet. Mm-hmm. She's already got fashion blogs following her.
Fine, but I'm looking for more mainstream. Like, I think somebody needs to be like thrust. Well,
it's got to be a Disney kid.
Either a Disney kid or it's just some kid that's just really thrust into the limelight because he or she was on some major, like that 2.5 Men kid. He went a little cuckoo.
I don't know. I never watched it.
Oh. What do you watch?
I just finished Scandal. That was really good.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, actually, lots of people do.
It's on Nobody ABC. Watches Scandal.
Pretty sure. It's a really good show.
All right. So what else? When you say finished, what do you mean?
Finished the series on Netflix. Or Hulu. It was on Hulu.
Okay.
They just ended their second season. Right. But the first season was only 7 episodes, which I thought was odd.
Oh, that is odd. You were on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago.
When does that air?
I have no idea.
I thought your call sheet or your SAG sheet would say when it airs.
Uh-uh.
Oh, did you get a SAG thing for that? A SAG voucher?
After.
16 vouchers.
After.
Oh, AFTRA?
AFTRA.
AFTRA? After
they're,
what?
They're joined, but yeah, ha ha ha. Uh-huh. They're joined, but yeah, right. It was an after one.
Okay. Do you frame all these all over your house? Or
no.
No, you put them in a scrapbook?
No. As soon as I get my paycheck, then... They don't really matter unless, like, you need 3 to be eligible. Well, I'm already eligible, and I've already gotten my letter from SAG, so... At this point, I kind of can't work without pain, so
We'll cut that out. Yeah. We'll make sure that nobody from SAG after or... MGM or any of those people hear it.
I'm kind of a must pay. Must join.
Must join?
Yeah.
Steve must join?
Hmm? You're funny.
I'm hilarious. That's why I do this. I mean, holy crap. You've been laughing the whole time.
Yeah, but you're super censored right now. You're censoring yourself.
I have to because there's so many things that I could talk about that I don't want to talk about.
Like
my butthole, it's huge. It's red and fiery and it's like just inflamed.
He's actually ginger.
I am a ginger. I have my hair's on fire at the moment. I have to airplane cut. Yeah, I make movies. I'm a producer.
That's shocking in LA.
I can make you famous.
I usually hear that on the dance floor after. That's right before usually you say, you know, put it in my butt.
Put it in my butt. So, I'm a producer. I can make you famous. And then your next line is put it in my butt.
Yeah, usually okay. That's how it goes.
See, it sounds so much better the closer you put that to your mouth.
I know. My hand was just falling asleep.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll stop this for now. Because
no, it's interesting.
Oh.
Unless we want to go back to Sex Hour with Tiffany and Greg.
Sex Hour is boring, though. Everybody talks about sex. I mean, it's like the easy go-to. Everybody can talk
Fine,
about
Fine, let's
sex.
Talk about pancakes.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of pancakes. Like, as far as breakfast meals go, I know that I understand that you like a big breakfast. Like, you will go crazy, ass crazy, making a giant omelet.
Mm-hmm. With, I like omelets.
Everything in it. Although I've, have you ever like sauteed up like onions and peppers and
Ooh,
stuff like that
yeah,
and throw them?
Get
and...
fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm more
some
of a
goat cheese. Ooh, yeah.
Goat cheese. What is that? Goat? It's made out of goats, right?
Goat milk, right? Yeah.
Oh, goat milk.
Correct. Kind of like cow's milk.
That makes more sense. It just sounds nasty, you know. Goat cheese. You don't say cow cheese.
It's a lot better.
You just say cheese.
It's a lot better for you than. A lot of people can't digest cow's milk the same way.
What's the difference between cow's milk and goat's milk? It seems like it'd be the same stuff.
Yeah, there's different bacteria and different enzymes and stuff in it, but a lot of people that are lactose intolerant can actually handle goat or sheep, but they can't handle
almond.
Cow. Right, but almond cheese. Ugh.
Almond
I'll
cheese.
Pass. Yeah.
Why would you go ugh to almond cheese, but goat going, cheese? Mmm, delicious goat cheese.
It's still because it's still actually animal cheese.
Made out of real goats.
It's still animal cheese.
Cow cheese. Just once, I want to walk in and buy, you know, 16 slices of goat of cow cheese.
Go to Whole Foods. They have the little
cow.
Does
it say
picture.
Cow cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a picture of a cow and stuff, too.
I think if people called it cow cheese, very few people, well, maybe 20% of people just would stop eating cheese if it's called cow cheese. I wouldn't. Cow cheese sounds like the disgusting stuff you scrape off a penis or something.
I don't eat cow cheese.
I know, that would be gross. Goat cheese, awesome.
Hmm?
Okay.
And cheap.
Cheap.
Sheep.
Sheep
bah.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Sheep cheese? There's such a thing as sheep cheese.
Of course, any mammal can produce milk. However,
manatee cheese?
They harvest milk from, you know, your farm animals.
I think a milking of manatee would be amazing.
Then I hope you can accomplish that task.
My goal in life, my new goal in life, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the very first entrepreneur to make manatee cheese.
Good luck with that.
It's going to be a Florida original. It's going to be good.
You probably could sell it.
I am going to sell the ass out of it. And
serve
you know
it with
what?
Alligator tail.
Yeah, no. But here's what the people like the crazy people in LA, and I've seen a couple of them in action. They will go out of their way to eat ridiculous things. And manatee cheese is going to be on that list of crazy things that they're going to eat.
What people go out of their way to eat what?
Crazy LA people like go who? Out. Like Jade. Go out of their way to eat crazy things.
What does she eat?
I don't know. She's crazy, though, and she eats crazy things. Are you denying right here in front of God and everybody? Are you denying?
I'm not gonna publish this anymore.
It's on the web tomorrow. Are you denying that there are crazy? There are not crazy people in LA who eat crazy things?
There's crazy people in LA, there's crazy people in Chicago, there's crazy people in Orlando.
Yeah, but per capita, there's more crazy people here.
No, I don't think so.
I've been to Venice Beach.
Okay, so anywhere you have a large majority of people, obviously you're going to have a larger population.
That's true. Wasn't there a crazy man yelling at the sky today when we went to that bodega?
But, you know, I lived in St. Pete, and I saw it in St. Pete, too. There's a lot of homeless people.
Oh, so you got to be homeless to be crazy.
No, I'm saying...
You gotta be crazy to be homeless. That's what that is.
But I would say living on the street does have a sense of not... I couldn't do it. I wouldn't have the mental ability to do it.
To be homeless?
Correct. I think that I would probably do anything before I got to that point.
I don't think it's their choice. I think it's just a happenstance. I think it's a...
Sure, but I think that, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously there's all sorts of circumstances, but...
Hmm. No, this got heavy. Let's not talk about heavy stuff. Let's talk about what musical instruments do you play?
The piano.
Really?
Yes.
Well, play a little something for me.
Ding, dong, ding. I don't have a piano.
You're a pianist.
There.
That's not a piano. That's your voice. I throw you on the ground.
They're very talented people.
Pianists?
Mm-hmm.
Of which you are one?
Yes, it's a lot of skill. People think you use your hands, but you really use your hands and your mouth. Because you have to whistle.
Well, that's what I always say. I always say it's better if you use your hands and your mouth.
You have to keep the tune with the piano, so you just kind of whistle along.
I have never seen Chopin whistle as he plays.
He was not a skilled pianist.
I don't think he ever played the piano. I don't think the piano was invented by the time Chopin was writing stuff.
Yeah, he played.
Didn't they have stuff like a harpsichord or stuff like that?
All sorts
or?
Of things, but he was a pianist.
Was he?
Yeah.
When was he alive?
A long time ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what century do you think?
17th.
I think you're right, as a matter of fact. I think he was like...
I took four humanities classes 1640s. In my college. I better know something.
Well, fuck, I took 4 years of German. I don't know dick about Germany.
Yeah, but it's a long time since you went to college. It's been less for me.
Is that an old joke?
It is.
Yeah. That joke's so old. I know it.
Wow.
That's good, right? That's very funny.
I hope you're taking this back on the road.
I am writing these down. Good. In fact, I don't have to write them down because we're recording this and I'm just going to listen to it later and then just jot that little stuff down.
Perfect.
How's my delivery? You like it?
Yeah, it was great.
I'm not believing you. You're a shitty actor. You're never going to make it in this town, kid.
That's why I'm doing porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing now?
I am. I decided to make the switch.
And anal porn, right? Because that's what you're most accustomed to?
Yeah, because it's really easy. Spread it.
Open it up.
Button, yeah.
Slip it right in.
This doesn't really count as sex.
Yeah. Let's not talk about this. Let's go and talk about... See, I didn't want to do the easy stuff. I want to talk about like real, like interesting stuff.
I think that we have to do it when we're both like... First of all, I'm getting tired.
Oh, of course.
But do it when we haven't been doing all the chit-chatty stuff all day.
Look, there were many times today I said, save it. You know, we shouldn't be talking about this now. We should talk about it later when you were having your food baby.
I was in a lot of pain.
You have to turn that. There you go. Is that better? Now you can stare right at me. This is really comfortable.
You always talk to me.
Ugly.
Why is it different with headphones on, looking at me? You look at me all the time.
Because we're uncomfortably close talking at this moment.
We're closer than this sometimes. Sometimes I'm sitting on you.
See, this is why I need to talk to people that I don't know, because it's much more interesting, I think, for other people to listen to people that
don't know people each other. People love listening to couples bicker.
We're not bickering.
I know, but whatever it is, they find it entertaining. Look at all the reality shows.
You know, I found people are generally stupid. That's what I've discovered in my life.
This is going to be a popular show.
You're insulting really care.
Races and
no.
people.
Listen,
and
I don't really care because this isn't for...
Making accusations against groups of people and homeless people and...
Oh, because homeless people are going to listen to this?
Mm-hmm. You
homeless
don't know.
People are going to go to their...
I've seen a couple with an iPod and a computer.
Well, then they shouldn't be homeless. They should live inside their computer. Like Tron.
Maybe he's working on it.
Maybe. It's less awesome when that microphone is pointing out the window where all those noises are coming from.
I know,
from.
But I'm trying to balance. Like,
I know, you're tired. We'll do this another day when you're less tired.
Because I'll be funnier.
Will you?
Yeah, because I'm pretty
Promise?
Funny. I'm a pretty funny person.
All right, well then I'm going to take a shower.
Oh, goody.
Okay, so Stinky this was...
ass boy.
Good. This was...
you, no butt sex for you.
No butt sex for me. Stay out of my butthole. That's my private area.
Thank you for listening to Tiffany and Greg's Hour of Butthole Sex.
Yes.
Please
No, 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 no. Wait a minute. This was not butthole sex.
Yes, it was butthole sex. Let's talk.
Butthole sex.
If you haven't figured out already by now, I find anal sex very amusing.
So who doesn't? It's hilarious.
I know. So I like to make jokes about it, and I'm not doing porn.
Huh?
I'm making disclaimers for all the lies I just
said. Disclaimers? Well, I'm going to cut out the disclaimers. You're just going to sound the way you sound.
Yeah, but they're there anyway, so a lawyer can always go dig it up.
The lawyer. The lawyer is going to commandeer my recorder and get the original recordings that I'm going to erase.
If you release this in a negative way for slander.
How could it be slander? You said all these things.
Yeah, but I'm making a disclaimer that I was joking. I was acting. As being a character. See? There's all sorts of loopholes that people do for shit.
Yeah, well. Good luck collecting any damages.
I know you got money.
You'd have to prove the damages. How I've hurt your career.
Mental.
Look, Paris Hilton made a porno. She's super rich and famous. Kim Kardashian made a porno. She's
yeah,
super
but
rich
don't,
and famous.
I don't want to get with Kanye.
She didn't do it with Kanye.
I know, but now she's landed Kanye.
You can do it with Snoop Lion then.
I don't want... Ugh.
How about Pauly Shore? He's going to be at that comedy store.
Yeah, I'm good.
Laughers or Jokers or... What was that?
I don't know.
Was that in Studio City?
Burbank.
Burbank. Okay. Well, now she's laying down, so we're going to cut this. She's about to die. And so this was failure attempt number one at talking as really normal human beings.
Fucking amazing success.
That's what it was. A fucking amazing success. Okay.
And so. If you want to give me a call sometime, you know my number.
And if you want to call me sometime, my butthole is open.
I should have been a sex
operator. That's what you should have done.
Maybe it's a career I'll still look into.
It's not too late.
Tell me your fantasies. I'll tell you mine.
I want to lick you from your head to your toes.
I want to get you in the
Georgia Dome. I want to move to the bed, down to the floor.
From the 50-yard line.
It wasn't me. But I saw you. It wasn't me.
You're changing songs.
I am. I'm freestyling it.
Leave the rapper.
You're a rapper. You should be able to.
I am a freestyle.
You
rapper.
Should be able to make that happen. You should understand the.
I think it's Wednesday nights, but maybe Tuesday nights. If it's Tuesday
open
night,
open mic.
Yeah, if it's Tuesday night, we should go to open mic down the street.
I'm not going to an open mic.
No, it's poetry. It's actually really cool.
Everybody can.
No, it's actually pretty badass. Like it's, you would enjoy it. I'm being honest. It's free.
You don't know me at all.
No, I don't.
All right.
I will never make suggestions of what you may enjoy again because you always shut me down.
Shut you down. All right. We're calling this. Good night and
peace out, niggas.
We'll try this. Niggas. We're going to try this again next time. Bye.